And it's 8:56. I'm Jim Meadows. Time to take a look at the commodity markets with Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning. We're a little bit stronger here this morning. I think the futures of traders are just trying to kind of digest all the stuff that we have out here noise-wise around us, including the trade and that situation, and, of course, the weather this time of the year. Right now we have the corn up about 2.5 cents on the July. That makes it 396.5. On the December, we're up 2.75 at 416.5. On the beans, we're up 4 cents on the July at 1022.5. And November beans are up 4 at 1038.25. The July wheat is down 0.25 cents at 526. For the week, we're down about 9 cents on the corn at this time for this shortened week because of the holiday. Soybeans are down 18 cents for the week, and the wheat's down about 16. So not a very good week here, and we started out with news about the additional tariffs there on Tuesday, and this kind of traded lower, but we've been up here tonight or last night and to this morning pretty much all the time. We did have export sales out this morning, too, because of the shortened week, and they were about as expected on wheat and corn, a little bit better than expected on the soybeans, so that was a little bit positive. There's also a positive jobs report out, so we kind of have the outside markets in our favor this morning. There was a positive report on jobs, and the stocks are higher, the gold's lower, the crude's lower. The crude's broke down below 67, which was kind of a key area for it. So that's a little bit negative, but we do have the gold or the equities and the bonds are lower as well, which would be a little bit more increase in interest rates, which would lead to inflation. I think right now we're just, first thing you have to do after you have a week like this where we've had a pretty good drop in the prices is stabilize. I think we're trying to stabilize right now. That's in the area on July beans, about 1014 to 1020. And on the corn, we're just right around on the July corn, that $3.95 to $4 area. Just like as we're moving higher, about every 5 cent move is going to be support and resistance, I think, as far as the corn goes. So I would say we'll come in next week, see what the weather looks like, and trade accordingly.
Okay. Well, Bill Mayer, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Jim.
That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. He comes to us every Friday to help us with the opening market report. 1A with Joshua Johnson is coming up next here on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Weather forecast for today from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, mostly sunny with a high of 88 for today. Clear tonight with a low around 60. Right now, 79 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana, 73 at Willard Airport. The time is 9 o'clock.